the sons of God intermingled with people that weren't saved. That's what really happened. It wasn't because this secret, fake Nephilim race of giants and these demons had children with real people. That's garbage. It preaches real well. It's fascinating, but it's not true. It's like UFOs, not true. It's like Bigfoot, not true also. If you break for Bigfoot, that's fine, but you're never going to see one because it doesn't exist. Oh, there's Bigfoot. Nope, it's not. It's just a big bear. Bigfoot's not real. How do I know Bigfoot's not real? Where's the skeleton? Show me the skeleton. Well, I know that you can find some online, but that doesn't mean they're real skeletons, okay? And the one where the guy's walking, you know, have you ever seen that footage where the guy's walking? He kind of like, you know, Bigfoot. He's That could have been me in a mask, for all you know. And actually, they proved that it was the guy that was making the video because he looks just like it. Like, have you ever seen that where he gets exposed? And it's like, that's the real footage. And then the guy like walks off after the interview, walks exactly like him. There's no such thing as Bigfoot, people. It's a neat story. It's like the Nephilim. It's a cool story to entertain. But you know what? The Bible says that, you know, we shouldn't entertain these stupid stories and vain jangling, okay? Amen. We shouldn't be thinking things and dreaming things up that aren't true. You know, and just like people will always say, well, what about the other worlds that are out there? What about the other planets that are out there? Couldn't there be people on them? No! There couldn't be. Because the Bible says that Eve was the mother of all living.